Welcome back to Inside the Den for another week. It's our man's birthday. Liam Storm. Happy birthday, Stormy.
Happy birthday, mate. Thanks, mate. Hey, much pressure.
Who is that speaking?
Wait. Who is it?
It's Tom Kennedy.
Oh!
Welcome to the pod, mate. Welcome in.
Pleasure, boys. Pleasure to be here.
No worries, mate.
Go on.
Good birthday today, Liam.
It's okay. It's a working week, so.
Can we treat you nicely?
Yeah, he got me a couple of stuff. Bit of clothes.
I like it. Shelly, Ash.
Bit of cash.
Bit of cash.
You don't get much when you're 20 and
cash is king.
Cash is king.
He's going to make a lot of money from the polls anyway, aren't we? Vote one, Liam Storm.
That's right.
And Tomo, how's your week been? How have you been? Welcome to the pod.
It's been good, mate. Thank you. Just working. Uni's finished, so.
Excited to be on the pod for the first time.
Very excited.
Next week as well, I believe, because I'm absent.
Yes. Oscar O'Mac, the other normal host, is not here this week. So TK
and
is.
He's away next week, so we're going to have to find another replacement.
So, two newies or two. TK will have his second episode.
Who should we run through? Who are the can't do campers.
Do we go an older figure this week? Next week, sorry.
Default.
Nah, he's a bit busy.
He'd be good.
He'd talk absolute rubble, but.
Yes, he would.
And he's a bit occupied with the phone, so maybe not. So ask where we could go. Imagine getting Lukey P on. Good chat.
No, too much Park.
Who else would care? Nice. Imagine Care.
Yeah, you get Care on. I like that. All right, we'll work it out. All right, let's move into the summaries for this week.
Yep.
And I believe, Lane, you're kicking us off.
Yep, so the 12-3s had their second week of the two-day game. They played 23 overs each per day, so both teams bat per day. North Ringwood were all out 129, and the wickets were shared amongst Montrose. Montrose were all out 169, so they got the job done. Jasper Black made 43 last week, and this week Chris Mueller, 31 not out. So one on Chris and Jasper. Very good win for the boys, and they now sit third on the ladder.
Good start of there, Lamo.
Yeah, cheers. That felt good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Nice.
The 12-6s. Tough. That's all we're going to start with. Tough. They got rolled for 35.
Yeah, bad luck, boys.
Rangers were all out for 131 in the end. Must have
won that game.
Yeah, so we must have batted second.
It doesn't matter. I think they just play the outset anyway.
Hudson Thomas, 2-for-15, my bad. And we're discussing how to say this guy's last name.
Yes, for sure. A couple of practices.
Zach Nicolou or Nicolau, we're running with. 2-for-13.
Well done.
And hope they can bounce back next week, because that's a tough week.
Yep. Get their first win.
And TK for his first.
Here we go. We're excited.
Here we go.
12-9s. Hawks had a pretty tough week. Montrose made 6-for-68. And Man Evelyn 5-for-150. Jake Pritchard made 18 not out with the bat. And then Oliver Evans 2-for-23 with the ball. Bye bye.
Off the fly, TK. That was a one day as well. 14-3s. They played their 2-day game. They do 1 week each. They bat. Montrose required 243 this week. They're playing Gordon Rangers. They put up a decent fight this week. They fell short, all out for 174. Lincoln Walker made 59 not out, so well done, Lincoln. Riley McComb, 26, well done, Riley. And Chris Mueller playing his second game for the week, and he made 20 as well. So tough loss, but there seems to be some good signs coming from the 14-3s.
Okay. 16-2s. Two-day game. Montrose needed 192 to win. They fell short. Again, it says here.
Yes, sure.
All out from 158. Aiden Bates, 12 batted, 67. Zane Smart, 35. Flynn Dexter, 27. Falling short.
Good little cameos there, boys. Try and get those wins
next
time. All right, moving on to the seniors. Blake, straight up.
Yes, we are the ones. First 2-dayer of the year complete.
Yes. Back. 2-day cricket is back.
How good is it, eh?
It was good.
2-day cricket is back, boys. The first 2-dayer against Wantirna South, they made 245 last week. Early wickets was key here. Now, Liam has written these.
So it would have been nice if you had a little glimpse over the rundown sheet beforehand, but go along with it.
Okay. Elliott was key. Bowlers did get the job done, all out for 178. Juddy 3 for 30, Oscar 2 for 29. Oscar set us up with a good start.
Yeah, it was very, very Oscar and Bailey bowled very tight early.
Yes, did hear that.
We needed wickets. We didn't really get many wickets early on. Oh, we kind of did, a couple.
But that's okay, because when you see at the batting side.
Yeah.
So it's not like you
wasn't any. There's no stress.
Exactly. Alfie chipped him in 2 for 28, which puts the ones into the second on the ladder by percentage to top spot. Yep. And I believe that Cooper had a run out and change of game.
Yes, direct hit. Very good. I was back on the throw. It was a very good throw, like one stump, pretty much.
Yeah.
So changed the momentum and they pretty much folded after
well
that.
Well Coop, and well done to the ones on another win.
TK with twos.
So after being 3 for 54 over the week, Doss just continued his great form and finished on 100 not out.
Well done, Doss.
Well done, Doss. Unreal.
Really well done. And then Lincoln, batting with Doss, made 47 not out to make 3 for 162 and then declaring and going for a possible outright. So the 60 overs to bowl for the day. They took 8 wickets and couldn't unfortunately bowl them out. Braden Harvey, after being in the threes, went back up to the twos, bowled 3 for 29.
Good on Braden.
Very good. And Blake Podesta.
Our man.
2 for 28.
Good on Pod.
Very good.
Was
opening the bowling too.
That's promotion.
Very good. Cam Storm, Matt Cain, and Jake Mottram, 1 wicket each. So a very comprehensive win and on top of the ladder.
Remain on top of the ladder. Very good.
Well done.
But on the twos. The threes. Posting 317 last week, which is a very big score. Hard to chase. The threes destroyed Mount Evelyn, rolling for 150 and 37 overs, so pretty quick day. The damage was done early with a rare hat-trick from Ethan Alderman. Right on, Eth.
Good hat-trick, might I add.
Yes, you played.
Yeah.
I heard a little cheeky stat that 6 of the 7 wickets he took were either bowled or LBW.
Unbelievable. Yes.
One call.
That is very tight, Marlon. That is not getting the batsman any whip.
Bowling his little skitters going under the bat.
Star of the day as well.
Yep, what I need. Yeah, I'm pretty much saying in further addition, he took 4 wickets to make that a total of 7 for 35. Thank you very much. Single wickets to Kane Rattray Robert, Mark Hayhurst, and Josh Bromley as they get their first win for the season.
Well done. Boys. First win in Spencer. That's huge for the club.
Yeah.
Huge for the team's confidence as well. Yeah. Well done, boys.
Well done, threes. Fours. Pod. Just say it all.
Abandoned. Jake Smith and Brad Felstead actually failed to prepare the ground. They didn't get the super sopper down during the week and forgot to soak it up.
Might I add, they were down at the York Friday night.
Daniel Demetrio, Dimon was fuming.
Yeah, he wanted to play. He got his whites and everything.
Yep, and they failed to dry the ground.
And I'll finish this. The fifths were abandoned, six were abandoned, and unfortunately the women's were also abandoned on the Sunday. And TK, senior T20, when is it getting played?
It's being played against Croydon North at Hughes Park, 5:30 this Tuesday.
Yes.
Coming Tuesday.
Very good. So next segment. There's no team of the week this week because obviously not all grades played. Den VP votes. I had a glimpse. I think we can pretty much say our top three. If you don't know, do you know how it works?
We might have to refresh my memory.
So we've split it up, bottom three grades, top three grades, get 3-2-1, just overall for three grades.
Yeah.
So just the top grades this week, so 3-2-1. I think we all know who gets the three. It's pretty obvious.
Alderman?
Hey?
Alderman?
Yes, Alderman. 7:35 and a hat-trick, would have thought three votes.
Almost two hat-tricks.
Doss second?
Yes, 100? Doss two. Yeah. And then I would have gone Yarves, 412.
Yes, Yarves, yes.
That's very good performances.
You can nearly switch Yards and Doss.
Yeah, we can decide here who wants the two, who wants the one.
I'll go Yards.
I'll go Yards as well.
Yards
and Doss.
Doss here, the one. Yes, and captain, yes.
First
and gets
captain.
The win.
Just quality. It's also not often you make 100 and only get one vote. So,
yeah,
that's stiff.
He would have got, he wouldn't have got max votes for the game. He would have got second most votes. Anyway. Well done to those three players. And rising star this week is Kane Rattray Robert, making 25 and took a wicket in the threes.
Do you want to talk to that TK? You saw it?
Yep, he opened the bowling and first over, took a wicket. it was very handy. Got us off to a good start and good momentum for the following week.
How do you hold the stick?
Good.
Looked good?
Looked very good. Looked very solid. Took a while to get his eye in, and then once it was in, looked very solid.
It's good.
Very dangerous.
But I'm Kane. Oh, and now it's time.
It's back,
time.
Boys.
After a week
didn't
of absence.
Do the quiz last week.
I was disappointed in that.
Okay.
Okay,
here we go. You've been on this podcast one week. You can't be criticized. We've got a pen anyway.
Yeah, this is bad management.
This is shocking, actually.
Okay.
Oh, yes, we've got a pen.
Okay, beautiful. Just to keep scores. I have a feeling Liam is going to ace this quiz.
Yeah,
sorry,
so,
okay.
So do I.
It's okay. It's only about last week's.
I don't know. I can't really remember the scores for me and Oscar, but I think I picked
one
win.
Pumping. Actually switching. And the intervention has come back. He did cheat, so you lose.
No.
You lose.
No.
Intervention results have been completed.
Yeah.
You got CCTV footage.
We don't have CCTV.
We do.
I managed to get
definitely did not cheat.
You did.
Blake just had his phone like that, and I was just
casually
looking
straight at my phone, swerving around corners. Okay. All right, boys, are we ready?
Ready to go.
Pod quiz is back. All right.
How many questions we got this week?
7, with the last one being in double points.
And we've got a tiebreaker. Possibly a tiebreaker. Very good.
No tiebreaker, mate. The last
if we were on 3 each,
seven questions, mate.
Yes, and the 7th is a tiebreaker.
there's always 7 questions, mate, every week. The last one's always worth double.
Okay, righto.
Okay. Oh, I am it.
We're just explaining.
It's disgusting.
It's okay. Come
okay.
Out. Get it
okay.
going.
How many hundreds were made last round?
Tom.
Oh, I've got to give him a couple. I'm still warming up, you know.
How many wickets did Brodo take for the game last week?
Liam, 6.
Correct.
Yes. Well, I did write it. No, I didn't. Sorry.
Cheating.
How am I
cheating again?
How?
He's written down possible answers for a quiz. Unbelievable.
Not true.
How many finishes make last week?
Liam, 54?
Correct. He's got it. He's done it.
2-1. Going through these real
good
quick.
Good to see you checking the round results, mate.
I knew he made 50-odd.
This is why we do the podcast. We update everyone.
Exactly. How many runs did we win the T20 by last week?
Lem? I'm going to say 2.
Incorrect.
I'm going to say 15.
Okay. That's a bad guess.
Are we going again? We learn, I guess.
If you like.
I'll go. Lamb. 3.
Incorrect.
Oh,
5.
He's done it.
Oh,
it's 5.
I thought it wasn't that close, isn't it?
I knew it was like less than 6 runs.
Who top scored in that T20?
Lamb. Oh, hello. Intervention.
Sorry. Intervention's required there.
And I'm pretty sure I get that point. I said did say my name, right?
He did say his name.
Thank you.
Okay.
Two more?
Two more questions. What did Camel make last game?
Lamb. Two ball duck.
Hello, Camel.
No defense whatsoever.
Straight
heaps flying.
All right. Last one. If TK does get this over, I will have to find a tie rating question. That's going to be
awesome. Really?
Yeah. Okay. What were Ethan's exact figures last week?
Lamb.
One sheet away.
Tom.
7-35.
He's done it.
Yes.
He's done it. Liam has won the quiz.
Thank you.
When Oscar's not here, Liam can do it. Tom, bad luck. It's okay.
He's got next week.
Next week.
Oh, actually,
hang on. I might have to send a quiz to the person who's.
Yeah.
I thought they had their own segment, according to you.
You failed to.
No, we'll keep the quiz.
I will send it through a quiz to whoever's filling in.
Whoever is the replacement.
Correct. Yep.
Do that.
Right,
moving
on. Lemo, onto your finds.
Yes,
mate.
And we've actually renamed it on the better paper. It's called Stormy Spines.
Hello.
Yes, deep dive is gone. And we'll start off with the man that took 7-35, Ethan Norman. Not drinking after he 7-35.
That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
He came back but did not have one alcoholic beverage.
Ridiculous.
If I took 7, I'd have to be walking.
You'd have to be carried.
Carried.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have walked.
Yeah.
Unlike running home like you do after every Saturday night when you've been drinking, you'd actually have to be carried home.
Yep.
Beautiful. KO. We've got a couple for KO this week. It was Joe. You didn't find me last week. I'm like, well, you're getting fines this week, mate.
Yes, you are, KO.
KO went to a Dua Lipa concert over cricket.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
Can't do that. And that brings up a few more of our fines for next week. We'll get through that. Keo, his second fine was calling Juddy dad at the cricket when he took a wicket.
That's bad.
Oh, Keo, mate, what are you doing? You can't do that.
That's bad.
That's a cheeky $2. Actually, that's going to be $5. That's two fines. So, a bit of cash to the kitty. All goes to Cairns.
Good cause.
Very good cause. Great cause.
Three-peat coming later.
Yes, three-peat. I'm very excited.
So am I.
Blake will get his first taste of the trip.
Debutants.
Yes, yes. Keen.
Hopefully he can last the whole trip.
Won't be in bed by 8:30 like he was at the...
Hopefully he paces himself.
Before.
No, he's going hard. Going hard. We like it.
Go hard or go home, really.
Next fine. Puckers.
What was it this time? What was
Jake Puckering. He says the most stupid stuff in history.
How much puck is too much puck?
That is a very iconic
every time
phrase.
He speaks, it's just too much puck.
But we'd take Luke Puckering over Jake Puckering as well. His fine was, he thought Warney South was the Waverley Blues.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
How hard is it just to check my cricket and see the name of the team that we're playing?
Oh, boy.
Puckers, you can't be doing that.
No.
Come on, Puck.
Cheeky fine for Puckers.
He also thought there was a T20 Yarra Junction on Tuesday night, by the way.
Yep, I see you, Puck. You're getting the fine, mate. Yep. Yeah,
he's already playing.
Yeah. Next fine, Cooper. Made Alicia wait at Warney South for an hour after the game.
Oh, Coop.
And I'm pretty sure she went for a walk down to get some food. I don't know about that one, boys. Anyway, that's a cheeky $2 for Coop. That might be his second fine for the year. And now you gave me this fine for this week, Blake. And I don't know if there's any truth to it because I didn't see it. Radis just dropping a catch as a keeper.
Yes, he did drop a catch.
And was it hard or was it just...
It was a very tough chance, but he did drop a catch.
Because it's Radis, we'll fine him anyway.
Yes, correct.
Also in the twos, Link. Back-to-back weeks, forgot his cricket shoes.
Yeah.
And did warm up in bare feet, I heard.
Yes, he did. The first week, did warm up in bare feet. And the first week, Allah had to run home and get them. Week, he's ran Paula and said, can you run down my cricket shoes?
Lincoln, you cannot be doing that. Just worry about playing cricket instead of selection, right?
Lose his memory, do you reckon? Getting to that age?
He's almost 50. The Foss?
He is 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. Now, next fine. I'm pretty happy to give this one because our man's on the receiving end, Blake. And Russell, there's a bit of a combination. Both of you getting this fine. Didn't actually enroll me in the election.
Oh, you're kidding.
I wanted the votes. Just... If you didn't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. What a joke.
If you didn't
what
know.
What a joke.
They put some signs around Montrose of me being an independent. Classic stitch up. But they forgot. Man. Yeah, vote one me. And they forgot to
even Liam liked it though. That's what's funny.
It was a good stitch up.
It was funny.
And the last fine, and he's not here tonight, which is pretty disappointing because he always gets a fine. Samuel. Sammy Gabbett.
Does he have one every week?
He does that much stupid stuff that he should get at least three fines a week.
Yeah.
And
at least his trip's covered. His trip.
Yeah, he might as well pay everyone's bond at this stage. Sammy, he's fine. Asking Alfie if he's barracking for England or Australia in the World Cup.
Oh, and God.
A bit of context, Alfie is an import from England playing for us in Australia, and Sam has asked him, who are you barracking for? That is outrageous, I would have thought.
Are you going to be finding yourself this week?
No, find my staff.
I believe
it's a voluntary position,
I
so they do not get the fines.
I find you this week because we've heard rumours that you've been walking outside with your top off and trying to tan. Oh, Leo.
Well,
cousins ever fine.
And no fine. But do you blame me when we get consistent rain and we only get two rays of sun, buddy, every month?
So you've been outside,
you are. It's possible to tan.
Yeah.
Just enough. Oh, look, I was pretty tan.
No, you're not.
Anyway.
Too much rubber work.
Now, that's enough for fines. And moving on to our new host's segment. Who am I?
Who am I?
TK.
Let's get into it. All right.
Beautiful.
I've got three for us today.
Very good.
So, first one. Born February 1st, 2005. Has taken 88 wickets in 124 matches.
Yep. Like, belly on.
Bang.
Got him.
Straight away.
William sucks
at
this.
Oh, yeah. My thought process is just going through the date of birth. I thought 2005. I'm like, that's Cameron's age. Did not know Bailey was that. age. But anyway, I thought he's been helpful. Anyway, well, he got me there, so went on.
All right, number two. This player scored the second most amount of runs in back-to-back T20 seasons. He's played...
Well, that's a stat.
That is a stat.
I've done some research.
Far out.
Second most in back-to-back T20.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a very interesting stat.
He's played 44 matches at Montrose and has a top score of 58 not out. Oh, best bowling? 3 for 16. Made his debut in the ones in 2021.
No, that can't be it.
The next one that might give it away. I saved the birthday to the end, just so it doesn't give it away.
Yeah.
Birthday, 31st of July, 2004.
Oscar.
Yep.
Did I hear 58 not out?
Yep.
And did I hear back-to-back most runs?
Yeah.
I did look into that. Second most runs.
In the T20?
Our T20 and then your
T20. Oh, 18s?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the senior T20.
No. It's outrageous.
I thought, yeah, that can't be right.
He
said
he made 58 not out.
Yes. Yes, he did. Wait, yeah. Second most, who made most in ounce? Because he made a lot of... He made 250s, I reckon, Oscar.
Yeah, he did. I can't remember.
Oh, you know, it probably meant Sam. Like,
I think it was, actually.
Batting for his average.
And then you were the leading for the other one. The one after.
I made 64 off about 20 balls one game.
And Sam was probably going to make his right rake in a T20 game.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh.
Number three. This player has made 100 and 550s. Has a batting average of 22.6. Has taken 174 wickets.
Oh, bloke. Barney.
Whoa.
How you on?
100? You reckon Barney's made 100? This is our age. He cannot have a guess until I guess it. No, no.
Hey, what did you say?
Has made 100, one 100 score, and then 550s.
You reckon Barney's made one 100 and 550s?
The way he said that, I thought he said 105.50s. I thought he said 105.50s. No.
Blake's out.
Okay, yeah, I'll cop that. I thought he said
105.
Give me
the clues.
I thought it was 105.50s.
Batting average of 22.6. Surely Barney had a high batting average.
Yeah, it'd be like 40. Blake's a legend.
Has taken 174 wickets in 114 games.
I probably need the age here, I reckon.
I don't have an age.
Oh, no.
This was a very last minute.
70 wickets, 114 games.
How old are you going to roughly go?
100.
I want to say 30s, 40s. He has best figures of 8 for 37.
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Hey,
fiery?
Got it. That's right.
I weren't allowed to guess, but anyway, I would not have got it. Well, no, let it slide.
Right on, mate.
Well, I'm Blake. Special guest this week, the man that did take 7 for 35 and a hat trick, Ethan Norman. Welcome, mate.
That's right. Your head did not fit through the door, just quietly. Your head is that big at the moment. It did not fit through the door.
What about the chat down the nets when he asked how the training go? Well, Wiz asked.
Oh, you forgot that fine, too. He actually asked the umpire if he needs to slow down.
It was 10 years old.
Oh no! Ethan, you can't be doing that.
You've asked, so you've gone up to the umpire and said, do I need to slow down?
Yeah, well.
Mate, you bowl 30 k's an hour.
I know. I don't bowl quick, but is Tawny coming out of bat?
He just thought he's had it.
Yeah.
Where was he batting, the young fella?
Last.
Like, so he's already taken 7 by then, or 6,
I was
whatever.
Trying to be nice.
Oh, he's done his damage for the game and he's, you know, letting the kids have his go. Anyway, run through your stats and a bit of a quick summary of your playing career. Obviously, you played all your juniors at Montrose.
Yep.
And then moved to...
Wandon. Wandon for two or three seasons.
How long were you?
4 years.
Four years, yeah. And then, obviously, you made your way back to Montrose for your second year and seniors here.
Yeah.
So...
Are you enjoying your time back at Montrose?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
Much better than Wandon.
The position of the club... London,
yeah,
struggling a fair bit, but Montrose going for a high at the moment. So,
and our threes are playing a higher grade than their ones. So, anyway, quick stats, might as well. Runs 1,424. This is all my cricket stats. So, you got an average of 14, but we know you're a bowler. You can hold a stick now.
I feel bad when I was 12 years old.
Well, you had a 50. So it helps, and good for a not out, 53 not outs.
Hello.
It's very good. And then most importantly, the bowling, 1,028 overs. Probably shouldn't put that stat out there. That's a lot of overs.
How's your back?
Yeah, I've had a massage.
Head's big.
The size of his head right there. I'm going 7 weeks straight.
Here we go.
Yeah. He's taken 194 wickets at an average of 17.46. Very handy.
Very good.
And economy rate 3.29, which is very tidy as well.
Very tidy.
So, the main reason we got you on the podcast this week is to talk about your 7 for 35 and your hatchery. You want to give us a little overview of what you know, how the day unfolded, what was the weather like? You know, anything on the radar or?
It was rain. I thought it was going to just piss down, but we ended up getting on. And the whole week, I was like, yeah, I'm trying to bowl.
He's ready. He's been down in his net in his backyard, having a chug the whole week.
Have you still got the net?
He's definitely
been down there all week, just chucking them down.
Getting Lockie in the other end.
Yeah, well, he made body one in the morning.
Had a good weekend.
Anyway, yeah, so... Talk us about, well, let's talk about, if you got the hat trick first, like the first 3 wickets was the hat trick, right?
Yeah, that was the first time of the day too, so couldn't do much better than that.
Yeah, so how'd you get your first wicket then?
First wicket was, had a day, it was bold, stumped.
Now, we did come up with a stat that you had 6 out of 7 of your dismissals were bold or LBW.
Did you give any width all day?
Nah, stumped.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, yeah, your first wicket. Was a dismissal.
Bowled.
Lost
out, straight up and down, and you missed it.
Just like that. That's the first one. What about your second wicket?
That was LBW.
Very, very fun. Yeah, just had to give it out, dead.
Yeah. And then the third one, I was quite confident.
We might as well talk about it. You know, you're on a hat trick. You've taken your 2 wickets. You're at the back, at the top of your mark. Ready to go, bowl your third ball.
I looked at the batsman and thought, he doesn't look much chop.
He's going, I'm too good for you. Ethan did his head, I'm too good for you, I'm going straight through you.
What was the field like? You know, did you have like 5 slips or like 2 short covers?
I'm pretty sure I brought TK up to Gully.
TK and Gully?
You're kidding, mate. No, that can't be true.
You're up to 4 feet. I was supposed to move you. Yeah, okay.
No chance.
How many slips did you have?
Two.
Yeah. I thought you might have really ringed it up, you know, like in short, get them in close, get that catch.
I think it was 2 short covers.
Yeah.
And I knew I was about to top off stump.
Oh, I just knew it. He just knew it.
I felt good.
He felt good.
How'd you get it out? How'd you?
Is that bowling?
Yeah, bowling.
Bowled. Stump.
Top of off stump? Or?
Yeah.
You couldn't catch him. He took off.
Did you run off?
Yeah, it was the cruise I've ever went.
And you don't run very quick, so.
Oh, they're very good, mate. And then you took 4 more wickets in the day.
I was in my second spell.
Did you raise the ball and took 5?
Nah.
You're not in a raise to down at KTM.
Yeah, it's not, man.
Not anyway, yeah, talk us about your last 4 wickets. Did you have any game plans or anything?
Just stump.
Yeah, I don't really think about. Game plans of fields.
I'm going to be a bit greedy today and take 7.
He's not a thinker, is he?
No, clearly not.
Car.
Dint's
still there.
It's all right, it's Camel's problem.
The Tucson.
Yeah, I've got a Tucson. So it's good. Anyway, talk about your 4 wickets.
To be honest, I came back on to my first over at second spell. I wasn't feeling good compared to what I was in my first spell.
Yeah.
But then Yav's put me on for second and then just ended up taking another 4 wickets, which was handy.
And obviously 3 of them were bowled and LB again.
And on another hat trick too.
I sort of left handed coming. I was going to bowl around the wicket, but I never do. Hat trick bowls, so I bowled over the wicket. Would have been out, but left hand, so I was pitching outside me.
Oh, so actually a shout.
Yeah.
Oh, big shout. Did you go up like real big?
Yeah, I knew it wasn't out, though.
You just had to. Just convince him somehow.
And then next ball, went around the wicket and got did him. What I should have done the ball previous.
Bowled him.
Could have had 2 hat tricks.
Stumps everywhere.
Yeah, I've got the bail.
Oh my god! No,
this bloke's head is enormous.
Oh
is
boy.
Yeah, it's in my room.
He's written on it too. I broke this guy's bail. My god.
It's good for me. I've got puffs, so.
Anyway, well done on your 7 for 35 and your hat trick. Now, I have to ask this. You remember when we went camping down in Myrtleford?
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's playing a bit of Uno, and there's a bit of a dark cloud in the sky.
Yeah.
And you pulled out the classic line, there is no rain on the radar. Are you able to say that line for us?
No rain on the radar. There's no rain on the radar.
Yes, great line. Great line. We love it. What's your plan for the rest of the year? What's your goals for the rest of the year? What do you want to do by the end of the year?
Well, hopefully get into the twos.
Yeah.
Past day, that's where I was playing at London, which obviously playing here, it's much harder to get into.
Yeah.
So much depth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially with our bowls. Yeah. Got a lot of bowls. So, yeah, that'd be my goal.
Yeah.
Very good.
Fair enough, mate. All right. Been good having you on, mate. We appreciate it.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming on, mate.
Well done again.
Function chat. So this week we've got full kit night, so which is basically just watching the Socceroos play against
Tunisia.
This Saturday, come dressed up in your favourite sports full kit, whatever.
What are you going as, Liam?
I haven't decided. I haven't got many options. I might have to, you know, go out and get something, maybe.
I can give you a full umpire kit if you'd like.
Actually, that might be all right. Is that your goal umpire kit?
I've got goal umpire or I've got few.
We might as well try on both.
Hello.
Get it on. Hold the ball, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also, you get a bit of drink specials and some finger food on the night.
$2.50.
Yeah, $2.50.
What are you going as, TK?
I think you're a golfer.
You're going to bring a club?
Might.
And a ball? That would be very dangerous.
Have a few shots on the ground. Dig a few divots. I'm sure Damo would love
that.
Anyway, that's the full kit night, which is this Saturday. And then the Saturday after is our Hall of Fame night. Make sure you buy your ticket.
Get your ticket. Damo is flat out at the moment.
He needs
tickets bought, right? All players who are playing this year should be attending this function.
Yes.
Big night for the club. Celebrating the history of the club. We're all a part of it. We're a part of the history now. We've all played here. We need to be celebrating it, so make sure everyone's getting down. Give me a good night.
Yep, so, obviously we're celebrating the past cricket. Five people will be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, huge.
Five new members.
Huge.
And we have the two team of the decade, so from 2000 to 2010-ish, 9-10.
Yeah,
and
like
then
10 to 20. Yeah.
So that will be announced as well. And that should be a good night. I'm pretty sure you get a 2-course meal as well. So
Get your tickets.
Be here. Anyway, wrap up.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Been a good episode.
Yep.
Well done, TK.
Thank you, TK.
Great day, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Make sure you have your own segment next week. Thank you to all the sponsors on board again. Once again, club does not run without you guys. Massive part. Thanks for joining us on this episode. Look forward to the next one. See you boys later.
Yep.